Good morning. Today is August the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time this morning and the next several and visit with Craig Hurley. Craig is soybean lead for BEX. We're going to take an in-depth look at soybean production, some of the practical farm research that's going on, as well as genetic development and what we can look for in the future. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Monday morning and have a conversation with Craig Hurley. He is the soybean lead with BEX. Craig, the soybean industry is one that's ever-changing and just interesting as we see where things have come in the last, even just handful of years, but where things are going. I'm curious from your standpoint as soybean lead with BEX, you get to see a lot of things going on within the company, but obviously you're watching things outside the company too. Maybe what are some of the recent developments, whether it's within traits in beans or chemistries, other things that you think have been game changers, but also as we look forward, maybe some things you'd be looking towards?
Yeah, so, I mean, when we think about the soybean crop in general, one of the things that has definitely changed is our growers' attention to soybeans. And I think what that means is that, you know, we're able to see growers that are more intensively managing the soybean crop. You know, a couple of things that have really changed the dynamic, and a lot of people that come to our field shows or that we interact with, you know, especially if there's multiple generations in the farm, the oldest generation, you know, is asking why do we need to plant soybeans maybe even ahead of corn, let alone equal timing with corn. And so one of the things that the research and the industry has shifted to are earlier planted soybeans. And so from my perspective, the ability to plant those soybeans early is really important in terms of maximizing yield. And so that's one of the big industry shifts in terms of identifying a practical application that we can apply to maximize yield and performance. When we do that, there are a couple of things in certain geographies for sure that become a factor. And one of those would be, you know, when we think about earlier planting, then we invite maybe some more opportunity for certain diseases. Sudden death syndrome would be one of those, that the earlier we're planting, the more opportune environment it is for SDS. And so there are a lot of considerations to determine whether that's right for a customer. But what we have seen is year in and year out, as we've continued to move the progression forward in terms of earlier planting date, that growers are talking about higher soybean yields than we've had before. And so the ability to manage soybeans differently, plant them early, and then more intensively throughout the season. And so paying attention to the needs of the soybean crop, fungicides, insecticide, those types of things, as we think about just that more stringent approach to maximizing soybean yield. You know, we certainly are seeing that as kind of an industry shift and a mindset to say, I'm going to plant that crop and I'm going to treat it like a crop that I want to generate, you know, additional bushels and additional yield from. And so there are a lot of folks that have spent more time researching and understanding soybeans and how to maximize them. And we see the trajectory of yields. We've seen a couple of national soybean records set back-to-back years, you know, with yields that show the potential of the soybean plant being tremendously higher than certainly our national average at this point. And so a great opportunity to figure out how do we unlock that additional yield from our soybean crop.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk biofuels. The latest round of the USDA's Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program grant awards continue to expand fuel stations' capability to bring the higher blends of ethanol to motorists and consumers. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
How important to the biofuel industry is a USDA program emphasizing biofuels infrastructure construction and expansion?
HBIP has been, I think, a success story when it comes to a public-private partnership and helping industry better distribute and create market access for low-carbon fuels.
Incentivize retailers to offer higher blends of ethanol is critical, and the HBIP program has been wonderful in helping a lot of those retailers.
And we're working with retailers to make sure that we maximize utilized. This is a tremendous amount of resources.
One of the things that we're very happy about with the most recent round is because that's a lot of equipment.
Members of the biofuels industry offering their opinions and support regarding
Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program.
HBIP. Ron Lamberti of the American Coalition of Ethanol was among those attending his organization's annual conference when Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the latest awards regarding HBIP, over $90 million allocated to 89 projects in 26 states.
Every quarter, they're going to continue to see higher and higher numbers of those grants and more opportunities for that higher blend to get in the mix.
What the secretary is referring to is HBIP's setup as a quarterly grant program, with money awarded in a series of tranches from a total $500 million. Prior to the August secretarial announcement of the latest HBIP awards,
that has resulted in us funding to date 193 projects, spending roughly $131 million of that $500 million.
The next round of HBIP grant award applications are being accepted through September 30th. Ron Lamberti of ACE explains what HBIP is designed to do.
It's a grant that stations can get for putting in infrastructure, dispensers, tanks, lines, anything that they need to sell higher blends of ethanol, and it's blends above 10%. So even a station that's putting in E15, maybe not putting in E85, can get some of that money.
And as for the impact of the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program, Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association attests.
Hugely beneficial to the industry and hugely impactful for our industry. The HBIP program has put hundreds of millions of dollars into the marketplace. It has stimulated retailers to make the investments necessary to distribute higher blends of ethanol, whether that's E15 or E85. And we've seen substantial growth in the number of stations offering those fuels to consumers, and HBIP has been a big reason for that.
More details about HBIP are available online at www.rd.usda.gov/HBIP.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.